So if I may just, sorry, if I may just develop the thought a little bit in relation to the past few points, specifically in relation to music. A brother mentioned that earlier that these ones were all in the company of God. They were all in God's company. The Israelites were God's earthly people. And we mentioned earlier that we are that company today. We are God's people today. But there was these ones who took this vow, who had a desire, a purpose of heart to go further with the Lord. And from what I gathered from the few comments about music, that there was a thought of secular music. But I would like to take it even a step further than that. Even under the realm of Christian music, there needs to be a level of discernment that we need to take to separate ourselves from that which is not honoring to the Lord. Under the Christian realm these days, there are many things that dishonor the Lord. Many lyrics, much music, instruments, or whatever they may be, styles that the Lord is not interested in, and that what the Lord does not desire for us to hear or to take into our own personal lives. So even though they may be under the Christian realm, there may not necessarily be cursing or whatever it may be, but that's a separate issue. It's even under the Christian realm, there needs to be separation.
Yeah, and I think that all that's being said is correct for us today. But I want us to also understand that there is a more lofty calling for this one who makes this vow. And it's not necessarily that I look at, as Brother John said, what is so wrong with a particular thing. But you know, there are some things that we can get a lot of joy out of that is okay. But the Nazirite is saying that even from those things that are okay to joy in, I'm withholding myself from those things to be completely devoted unto the Lord for this period of time. It is, you know, because it is true, we need to, you know, get rid of all of this stuff that's out there that is influencing believers in a negative way. Music, whether it's some of the literal music that's put with lyrics in Christian songs today, what's out there in the world, the movies, absolutely right. Because we will never have the power in our Christian lives or be able to advance if we're entangled with these things. But I want us to understand as well that here is a man or woman who loves the Lord, who is moving forward, and he has or she has this unique desire to say, you know, I want to take this vow. And even things that are, here's a wedding that is going to be on Saturday. You know, I'm not going to go to that wedding. I'm just using this as a practical example because I'm going to be committed with the Lord. I may spend time in prayer and fasting, whatever it is that person is denying themselves from to be devoted unto God for, that's where his focus or her focus is. So it's not just the bad thing, because that's the obvious. Mm-hmm. But it's anything that I'm going to derive some joy. Why do you think the Lord was called the man of sorrows? It's because he saw the conditions around him, going back to the environment. He saw a world under condemnation. And he says, I'm a man that's devoted to God. I have got to be about my Father. And I'm not going to stop for a moment. And he's the true Nazirite. To derive any natural good pleasure from the world, I want to be devoted unto him. And I want us to, all of the things we were talking about, the grapes, the moist grapes, dried, from the kernels even to the husk. It was any little thing. Because, you know, it doesn't have to be the big thing, because we'll say, listen, I'm going to deny myself from those things. And, well, everybody can see it. But it's any little thing that was associated that would ultimately, when it comes together, would result in the wine. He says, in its minutest form, I'm not even going to take the kernel of the husk to get any natural pleasure from, because I want, my heart is completely tied up, devoted to God.
Yeah. What's the standard? Mm. So we give ourselves standards, and that's the easy thing to do. But what the law of the Nazarite brings out, and as we develop here, the further things, the cutting of the hair, and in contact with a dead body, even if someone falls down dead beside you, what is the standard? The standard is it's God and His holiness. That's the standard. So we can't set the standard. It's God who has set that standard.
I think it will help us a little bit again to make it to bring it home. Nazariteship has everything to do with that which is legitimate. There's mm-hmm. nothing sinful.
Exactly.
Nothing sinful. It is legitimate things. Mother, father, we're acquainted with that.
That's right.
Hair, we're acquainted. I'm not acquainted, but you.
Once more.
Once more. And drinking and eating. But again, if you recall, what God is presenting us is that we might live in a way that will bring conformity to the Lord Jesus. And let's give some examples, because there is the drinking which speaks of influence, and the eating might speak of sustenance, and as if to say that I want to be influenced and sustained by God Himself or by the Word of God. Look, for example, what we're talking, legitimate things, and as Brother Tony mentioned earlier, he was a Nazarite from the beginning. Mm-hmm. He never ceased or stopped when he was here on earth the first time. For example, he had no place to lay down his head. Well, he could have a place. He could have a home. That's legitimate for him. But because he was occupied with certain mission to be in tune with God's mind as to the purpose he came here, he did not have a head. He had, for example, in Matthew chapter 12, behold, your mother, again bringing the thought of, and your sisters and brothers and so forth. He says, who are they? Aren't they those that do the will? So if you see how the Lord Jesus reacted to legitimate things, but in comparison to what is more important than legitimate things, which is my father's business. He had every right to eat, right?
Right.
Every right. But what did he say? My meat. What kind of meat do you have? Is to do the will of him, then send me. So he goes beyond anything that is legitimate, and he is proclaiming that my occupation is not the legitimate things, but to honor God and to finish the work which he has given me.
Thank you.